You're on the record with Fiona Bartholomaeus, and we're halfway through our annual subscription drive, Radiothon, and this year we're asking you to stick with us. Our first guest for this morning is federal member for Perth, Patrick Gorman. Patrick Gorman was elected to the federal parliament in 2018, and following the election of the Albanese government in May 2022, he became the assistant minister to the prime minister. In May this year, Gorman became the Assistant Minister to the Public Service as well. Hi, Patrick. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Hi, Fiona. Thanks for having me on, and g'day to your listeners.
So where do we find you today for this call?
I am in Brisbane today. So shout out to all of your listeners who, like me, have to stream listen when they're not home in Perth. I'm here for the Australian Labor Party's National Conference, which kicks off tomorrow. Which is sort of every 3 years we have our big annual Festival of Democracy for the Labor Party. So I'm here for that.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us for Radiothon, one of our favourite times of the year.
Yeah, I am feeling a little homesick. Every year I normally come into the studio, do my renewal. You normally have some funky setup where the tapes are to get a photo or two, and I get to say hi to all of the volunteers who are sitting on the other end of the phone waiting for people to call in to start a new subscription or renew their subscription. But like many, I had to do mine online this year instead.
Well, you'll be pleased to know the office is still decked out in some great RTRFM little garlands and posters everywhere.
Well, that is very good to hear. I expected no less. And I'm sure for those who, like me, can't pop in to have a look, we can live through Instagram or whatever other social media you drive people to these days.
Thanks so much for sticking with us. Why is community radio so important?
For me and for many, I think community radio fills a gap that only community radio can fill, in that it, you know, if you look at the history of RTRFM, started by students at the University of Western Australia because they didn't think that the existing services spoke to them. And community radio has continued, with a range of community radio stations across WA to fill those gaps that otherwise would leave people thinking that actually there's nothing I really want to tune into. And then the other bit is there's just this phenomenal support base and launch pad for people, whether they want to be broadcasters or producers or be involved in arts and creative management, or if they're a performing artist. Community radio is that big launch pad, and that's why the government is trying as much as we can to back community radio. I gave a shout out. We put some legislation through Parliament last year to make the licensing for community radio a little bit more simple. We know that all of those little things that just give security to the community radio sector make a real difference.
Yeah, I was going to ask a bit about last year and the bill and how you were pushing for further support for community radio stations and licensing. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so what we did was basically to give the bill, to explain to your listeners, was to give a bit more clarity for those who are applying for community radio licences and a bit more certainty for community radio broadcasters. So basically that means that the management of stations like RTRFM can actually get on with doing what they do best, which is to actually foster a sense of community through the airwaves and to support people who run those community radio stations, and just to make it a bit clear about how they'd be able to get their licences renewed. We didn't just do the legislative side of things. We kicked in some additional funding too. We secured the annual funding for the community radio, what was called the Community Broadcasting Program, and we kicked in an extra $4 million, sort of knowing that we want this to be a vibrant sector. And then we doubled down on that again. In January of this year, we released the National Cultural Policy, Revive, and that was all about backing our creative industries to make sure that we recognise them as an essential part of our economy. And in that, again, you see a really strong acknowledgement of the essential role that community radio plays in supporting artists and supporting the ecosystem around artists.
Yeah, some people may not realise, but there are dozens and dozens of community radio stations, not just across WA, but across the whole country as well. There's some regional, some metro, and these things that you're helping with the bill, but also funding and grants, it helps all those little pockets of voices being able to be heard and able to spread their stories.
Yeah, and we've seen community radio stations play a really important role in both bringing communities together during and after natural disasters. We see that they play a really important role in terms of providing what might not work as a mainstream commercial proposition, but for communities where there's large numbers of people from non-English speaking backgrounds, and it is a launch pad for people. So we see it's really essential. And I think the other thing is that community radio can be a lot of fun too. Like the people who choose to give their time, as they be they presenters or producers, actually, you know, people don't give their time because they're not having fun. They give their time because they love it. And I think that's the other reason that we really want to continue to back community radio, knowing that it fills a really unique role in our national cultural landscape.
And what you were saying there with it, community radio being a launching pad, it can get people into careers they may not have even thought about. But it's actually quite funny the amount of times I run into people and they make an offhand comment about volunteering at RTR. I'm like, oh, I'm also there. And that's how they started their career as a journalist or something not even relevant to radio.
Because they're fantastic skills. I mean, to produce a radio program kind of needs you to think on your feet for hours on end to be able to deal with things where people don't call in on time for their interview. Or in my case, as we experienced this morning, I was a little bit too keen. I called in too early. So you've got to deal with all of those little bits. You've got to handle, you know, calls sometimes whenever you open up the call line. Sometimes you get some love on the end of the line, and sometimes you get a little bit of disgruntlement, depending on what the topic is that you're talking about. So all of those skills are fantastic life skills. But then also, if you do kind of discover, it's a great opportunity for people who want to give something a go to figure out if this might be something that, you know, a career in production, creative industries, arts, broadcast education might be for them. And I think that's the other piece, is that for those of us who don't volunteer or things, you know, radio is still one of the best mechanisms for sharing of information, sharing of stories, sharing of insights. And one of the things that, again, we acknowledged in our national cultural policy is that when it comes to First Nations language, culture, art, music, community radio has been one of the key drivers of sharing that culture, and something, again, that we need to protect.
This morning, we've been talking all about the importance of community radio and a bit about RTR as well. But before we let you go, if someone is listening and they haven't yet subscribed to RTR, still on the fence a bit, why should people become part of the RTRFM family?
Because when you subscribe to RTRFM, you really are backing our West Australian community. You're backing people who are going to make sure that there are great stories told for the future. You will feel like you have done something good, not just for yourself, but for your community. Because I think the question I'd ask the people who are sitting on the fence is, imagine a world where we didn't have community radio. Imagine a world where one day you wake up and RTR isn't there. You tune in to 92.1 and it's just static. That would be a sad place to live. And so the only way, if you want to take individual action to guarantee that RTR is there in 2024 and many years beyond, you've got to subscribe. There's a range of different subscriptions for people on all sorts of different incomes and capacity. Just jump online or jump on the phone and do it. You can call 08-9260-9210. Subscribe today. There are some lovely people on the end of the phone too. You will literally make their day if you pick up the phone and subscribe.
Patrick, thank you so much for your time this morning and joining us for another edition of Radiothon. It's always great to have you on the line or in the studio, and we can't wait for you to come back.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thank you very much. That was Federal Member for Perth, Patrick Gorman. We're having a chat about the importance of community radio.